This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Tuesday. Matt makes it on this show Telephone Tuesday, which means we're going to take phone calls in the next hour. So that should be fun. Stay tuned for that right after Sue's news. Big Supreme Court ruling on deportations.
This was a smackdown to a rogue left-wing low-level district court judge who have relentlessly tried to stop President Trump from using his core constitutional powers as head of the executive branch and as commander-in-chief. The highest court in the land made it clear that the President of the United States has the power to protect our homeland and forcibly remove foreign terrorists who pose a grave threat to families and communities.
Yeah, so a couple of victories for the Trump administration. Ilya Shapiro is back with us, senior fellow and director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute. How are you this afternoon, Ilya?
Doing all right. The Supreme Court's been active.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's start with the Aliens and the Enemies Act, because obviously that was something that a lot of people on the left kind of put into question. What's Trump using this particular act to deport migrants who are gang members? And the high court agreed, right?
Well, it depends how you read it, in the sense that the justices were unanimous in that anyone who the government wants to deport under the Alien Enemies Act gets judicial review. What they disagreed about was the same thing that the D.C. Circuit on appeal disagreed about, which is where that review is. And the Supreme Court, the majority, said that was where they're being held with respect to these folks. Texas, that's what the dissenting judge in the D.C. Circuit held as well, Judge Walker. But it's not... It's not everything that the administration wanted, meaning it's not just kind of summary removal. But it'll be hard. You know, the people detained have to go case by case to file a habeas petition wherever it is that they're being held.
So I don't think you and I have talked about the Mahmoud Khalil case in particular. I even think that maybe I saw something today that there was a hearing on that. But where are you even just philosophically on something like that, where you have a guy that was certainly ginning up support for terrorists at Columbia University? And Ilya, you more than a lot of people out there would have a lot of sensitivity to that. But was it something that crosses the line? I feel that it does, crosses the line for deportation. But I'm curious about your answer here.
So this is not an issue about the First Amendment or free speech. Foreigners generally have the same First Amendment rights. That is, they can't be imprisoned or fined or prosecuted, arrested for speech that the government doesn't like. But there are all sorts of immigration regulations, as one might expect, about who can come into the country, what kind of ideas they have, what they advocate, these sorts of things. It's understandable that a country would not want to import people that, say, support the violent overthrow of the government or other things like that. And among these immigration regulations is that you can't advocate or support terrorism. You also can't be a Nazi. You can't be a communist. There's a whole slew of things. And the standard for getting a visa in the first place is the same standard as for getting your visa revoked if you're already in the country. And that's what's going on here. There's a wrinkle that Khalil himself, unlike most of the other student visas that are getting revoked now, I think we're up to about 500. He actually has a green card, which is why he gets a judicial hearing. That's the only difference between someone who has a green card versus not, that the amount of due process that they get, not the legal standards for those immigration violations. So again, I'm on the side of those advocating for Khalil's deportation because of his activities, not even just his speech, but his activities in terms of being part of the group that, say, organized the takeover of Hamilton Hall at Columbia University.
Do you look at the case of Dr. Rasha Alawiya the same way? So she's someone that is from Lebanon. She's deported because she had supported the Hezbollah leader. She attended his funeral. And is that the same scenario that you see with Mahmoud, or different, Ilya?
It's different in that it wasn't that she was deported, she was denied entry. That is, she had been on a work visa of some kind. She was a professor at Brown and was denied entry because it was found that, indeed, she was supporting Nasrallah and, you know, again, in violation of these immigration regulations. So it's, in effect, her visa, her entry was denied. So it's not that she actually had to be removed, but the principle is the same. And since she didn't have a green card, she wasn't entitled to a judicial hearing about that.
What do you make one of the things that's getting...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of attention, certainly on the interwebs and social media, is Amy Coney Barrett siding sort of against Donald Trump in this particular case. The MAGA folks not happy with Amy Coney Barrett. What do you say about that?
I mean, there was a different decision where it was Roberts joining the liberals. It really just depends. The justices call them like they see them. And, you know, Barrett has been on the side that conservatives prefer on issues ranging from the Second Amendment to affirmative action to presidential immunity. So, yeah, she's not like Alito or Thomas, She's not, rock ribbed and always almost a guarantee. But she is far from a squish or someone who has moved left in office.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel that way too. But you got people out there basically saying that was Trump's biggest mistake. I mean, there's the hard side of MAGA is beating the crap out of her, which I guess is what they do. Right.
It's just a matter of opinion. And no, Trump himself, a week or two ago, I think defended her.
Yep. Absolutely. Right. All right. The other case today that's interesting is the Supreme Court blocked this order requiring the administration to rehire thousands of federal employees. So is that a victory or is that one nuanced as well?
This was by an apparent vote of 7-2. In these emergency orders, you don't see who's in the majority unless, there's four people in dissent. And here there were two people that noted their dissent, Sotomayor and Jackson. Doesn't mean that everyone else agreed, but that's what it looks like. No, this is a clear victory. I mean, again, not on the merits, but just saying that the lower court had overstepped its bounds procedurally. In what it was doing. So this is, the court, again, did not rule on the substance of the law, but just said that there's a pause in the lower court's order so the government can doesn't have to rehire them while the merits of the civil service litigation goes on.
What about the broader DOJ attempts and the lawsuits surrounding those? I mean, look, there's a lot of lawyers and a lot of judges that are busy on all this right now. But do you see attempts, because obviously the left's going to try anything to shut this down, which is kind of amazing when you think about going after, waste, fraud and abuse, that they're going to die on that particular hill. But we've seen them die on other hills as well. But some of this is being tested. And, I don't know what all the results are. I don't even know how you would track all this, Ilya.
I've been saying from the beginning that the administration is ultimately going to win about 80%. Of these cases. Elon Musk himself admitted that, certain cases, they kind of went for the maximal thing and, we'll figure it out later kind of thing. So certain actions are going to be pared back or get more detailed, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, that sort of thing. But for the most part, what Trump is doing is reorganizing the executive branch. And that's where the president has the most power, doesn't need new legislation to do. He does need new legislation to say completely remove the eliminate the Department of Education. He, the birthright citizenship thing is a substantive constitutional point that is going to get to the Supreme Court. But these kind of internal executive branch things, whether with respect to the thousands of line workers or the heads of agencies, the D.C. Circuit just reversed its own panel. All of the judges went en banc, what's called, and reversed its panel. Looks like now the Supreme Court will look at that next term on the merits. But at the end of the day, I think the administration is going to win out almost all of them.
Did you say that was called en banc?
Yeah, it's a fancy legal term that means the whole bench, meaning whatever. There's 11 judges on the D.C. Circuit, so rather than the two to one vote in the panel that initially hears a case, any appellate panel is three judges, and then the whole circuit can decide to review that. And here I think the vote was 7-4 to do the opposite of what the panel wanted.
Okay, all that might be true, but it's also a good band name, I think. That's why it kind of stood out to me. Ilya Shapiro, always great to have you on. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
I had never heard that term before.
See, I hadn't either.
We learn things on the Mark Reardon Show. We educate you. We'll do that in the next hour with Sue's News. Before I get to a break here, I just wanted to kind of talk about something. We'll talk about Jennings about this in the 5 o'clock hour. Have you heard about the dust-up between Elon and Peter Navarro?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so this is kind of interesting because Peter Navarro's pushing the tariffs out there, right? And he's leading the effort to rewire this whole global economy. Musk is doing DOGE. But I guess Navarro said something about his company that he didn't like, and I'm not even sure that it was true. So this is what Elon writes on X. Navarro says, Musk is not a car manufacturer, just an assembler of parts. That's what he says on TV. So Elon's response is, he went easy on him. Navarro is truly a moron. What he says here is demonstrably false. And in the same thread, Musk called Navarro dumber than a sack of bricks and told him to go ask Ron Vara, fictional economist Navarro, quoted in his books. So here's what Carolyn said about that today, because obviously this is getting some attention.
There's been some public sparring between Elon Musk and the president's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, on some of these tariffs. Musk actually referred to Navarro today as being, quote, dumber than a sack of bricks. Are you at all, or is the administration, the president, all concerned that this is maybe impacting the public's understanding of these tariffs? It might be messing with the message on it?
No, look, these are obviously two individuals who have very different views on trade and on tariffs. Boys will be boys, and we will let their public sparring continue. And you guys should all be very grateful that we have the most transparent administration in history. And I think it also speaks to the president's willingness to hear from all sides, that he has people at the highest level of this government in this White House who have very diverse opinions on very diverse issues, but the president takes all opinions in mind, and then he makes the best decision based on the best interests of the American public.
You know, that's a pretty good answer, and I think
it's a great answer.
It's the real answer. You're going to have personalities. Look, I remember, you know, if you go back to when all this started, remember Steve Bannon, not that he's a member of the cabinet or anything, but Steve Bannon was, you know, going after Elon Musk, saying that he wouldn't even last a week.
Jeez.
So there's lots of egos here, right? There's a lot of personalities. Meantime, something I haven't even mentioned yet this afternoon, maybe because it's painful, but it was another interesting day on Wall Street. And if you were paying attention to the market this morning, it was way up, 13, 1400 points. I can't remember what the high was, but it was pretty high. It opened at 38,827. The high was 30. Here, I have the list here. The high was 39,426, but then it closed down about, 320 points. So down 320. The NASDAQ was down. The markets were down. It's interesting because, as we pointed out yesterday, Dave Simons was with us, just on rumors sometimes things will shift in the other direction. Now, the message from the White House, the message from Washington, the Speaker, Mike Johnson, patience.
I think you got to give the president the latitude, the runway to do what it is he was elected to do, and that is get this economy going again and get our trade properly balanced with other countries. So I think most of the American people understand the necessity of that.
So one of the mantras that I have on a regular basis is against the experts. And a lot of this is really from COVID, where people told us things all the time and they were false, constantly. So here's Jim Cramer on CNBC.
The president doesn't try to reach out and reward these countries and companies that play by the rules in the 1987 scenario, the one where we went down 3 days and then down 22% on Monday, has the most cogency. We will not have to wait out too long, will we? We'll know by Monday.
Well, it happened, and he's predicting a Black Monday, and it didn't happen, and obviously it's been a little unusual, and I think we're going to see swings back and forth. Carolyn Leavitt was asked about this today. One of the other things that they're saying is a lot of these countries are reaching out.
In total, since the Liberation Day announcement, nearly 70 countries have already reached out to the president to begin a negotiation. Countries are falling over themselves to reform their unfair trade practices and free open their markets to our country. Why? Because these countries greatly respect President Trump and the sheer power of the American market.
All right, we're going to come back here. I have some really interesting audio from someone who is really having a lot of difficulty coming to terms with the Democrat loss from last fall. We have Sue's News and Telephone Tuesday coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.